Lindsay, you're laughing.
Gannon.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everything in between. Welcome back to the Kevin Clifton Show. We took a bit of a Christmas break because basically I just needed a rest and been working very hard up until Christmas, and I thought I'd take a few weeks off and not record a podcast, and I was quite enjoying having that break. And now I've had New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. And that's a lie. I did record one episode of the Kevin Clifton Show, but that was only for one person, and no one else will ever hear that episode. It was just a private episode. But this is the first public one back. And
you need to elaborate. I don't know what you're talking about.
What about the private one? I haven't introduced you yet.
Sorry, go on.
It was a Christmas present. I did a private podcast episode for our guest this week.
You're making me laugh. Go on.
My guest this week is someone I'm sort of vaguely familiar with. It's 2018 Strictly Champions, Daisy Dooley! Hello.
Hello, Kevin Clifton. How have you been?
I've been well, thanks. I haven't seen much of you since we won Strictly, have I?
Yeah, that's right. Any news?
Not much. But I heard that the reason for this podcast is you are going to be hosting the Strictly Come Dancing live tour.
You're breaking my heart because you're playing with your hair and pacing up and down the kitchen. Come sit down here with me.
Hang on, I'm going to go and get me a cup of tea.
So basically,
I like to walk around when I'm recording a podcast.
Okay. Kev is obviously the Latin king. King Kev, the champ. He can teach me everything that you need to know about dancing, but this is the first time ever you have interviewed me.
Yeah, and we're going to do a proper episode, aren't we?
We're going to
do a proper Stacey Dooley episode where I properly interview you about your career and process and sort of creative process and mentality and mindset and all of that stuff.
Mm.
But this one is just about, it is more aimed at Strictly and the Strictly Tour.
Yes.
Because you're the host of it.
I'm the hostess with the mostest, so I am packing right now.
We're doing this episode as she's packing.
So I'm leaving tonight.
In your place, a lovely place.
I know, it's very fancy. A bit small, isn't it? That doesn't matter.
That's lovely.
Enough room for the two of us. Oh, are they together? Aren't they together? Are they living together? Aren't they living together? Fancy rug from the Cotswolds.
Ooh.
So we're here at mine. We're packing. I'm going to Birmingham this evening, getting the train up tonight.
Yeah.
Then we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, only 3 days. That doesn't feel like very much, does it? 3 days rehearsals.
Tekken in the arena in Birmingham.
You'll know more than me. I don't really know what's happening.
Yeah, you're going to be...
What tends to happen?
So you're going to be there for a few days. Well, you did it last year.
I did it last year, but I was dancing, so I suppose it's a bit different.
Yeah.
I was dancing as the champ.
Yeah, yeah.
Now there's a new champ in town.
Kelvin,
who's actually a real sweetheart.
Yeah, he's wicked.
We're delighted for Kelvin. But yeah, I'm going to be doing what Auray did so brilliantly last year. Auray was like just so, so awesome at, you know, making sure the crowds were having the most incredible time and it felt like a real sort of party atmosphere. So that's what I am trying to imitate, I suppose, whilst putting my own spin on it.
Yeah.
But I'll start, so rehearsing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And that'll be like, there'll be like lighting tech rehearsals, won't there? Where it's just like, stand here, this is where the light's going to be.
Yeah.
Stand there, that's the sort of boring bit. And then you start running the show.
Oh, yeah. But it's funny, because when you're rehearsing, like you'll know, in Cecil Sharp.
Yeah.
It feels so tiny, so you feel like you've got loads of time. And then when you get into these massive arenas, you think, oh my God, it's so huge. And you're running around thinking, oh, I've got all this time, I'm not going to be able to get there.
But that's also, it's a bit like, we were saying this the other day, weren't we? It's a bit like when we're doing rehearsals for Strictly, when we're in training, and we're dancing in the studio, and I'm telling you to perform. I'm going, you've got to perform it like this. You play this character and feel this.
And you feel like such a plonker.
Because there's no one in there apart from like a couple of, like...
The VT boys.
The VT team is there, and that's all that's in there, and it's just me and you. And I'm going, perform it to the top balcony, and there's not even a balcony, let alone people sat there.
And also, the lights are bright, and you're sweating, you've got your gym gear on, and you just don't feel the part at all.
So it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So like the truth of it isn't quite there.
Yeah.
So that's really difficult. That's why I struggle in rehearsals as well. But I know I'm always better in the actual performance.
Because you've been rehearsing as well this week in Kev.
Yeah.
What are you rehearsing for?
So
What are you rehearsing
this is the
for?
Second year running that we haven't done the Strictly tour together. Because obviously last year, after we won, we couldn't do the tour together because I'd already signed, before the series even started last time, I'd signed to do Rock of Ages, the musical.
Stacey Jacks.
Playing Stacey Jacks, which was a massive coincidence because after I'd signed, I then went on to Strictly and was partnered with Stacey Jacqueline Dooley. Yeah, Stacey Jacks Dooley, and I was playing a character called Stacey Jacks. And so I was never going to be doing the tour last year. Obviously, I didn't quite know how well it was going to go. I didn't realise that you were going to be just a dominating champion.
Oh, I don't know about that, King Kev. Me?
Yeah. So then Stace had to go and
I was dancing
dance
with
Ali Ash,
who was brilliant. It was great. Mm. I loved it. Although twice, I had the best time dancing on tour. It's such an easy gig, actually, because it's so much fun. And everyone that's there, they're huge fans of the show. And you look out, and that's when you really understand. For me, that's when the penny drops. You think, this show is huge.
Mm.
And it is the nation's show. Like, I do truly believe that. And you see all the little, you know, the little girls and the little lads, and they know your routine, and they're sort of, you know, they're sort of dancing along, and you can imagine them learning it in front of the telly, you know?
Yeah.
It breaks
and they all
my
bring
heart.
Their signs that
I know,
they've made and stuff.
It's such a treat. It's really, really lovely to be able to see the fans of the
wearing
show.
Wearing their Stacey hoops.
Got
in their little track
hoops.
Suits.
It broke my heart.
All the little girls that have dyed their hair orange.
But anyway, I was desperate for you to do the tour this year.
Yeah, well.
But you're in demand.
So when did you get asked to host it?
When did
About,
I?
About, huh?
When did I?
I can't remember.
What were Jan? Months ago, a few months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that was a while back. And then Strictly was happening, and it was sort of the plan in our heads was like, oh, brilliant. You're hosting the tour, so I can go on tour. And the whole thing was like, we'll go on tour together. Brilliant. But then sort of Strictly asks a certain number of celebrities.
Annika weren't doing the tour.
Annika wasn't going to be doing the tour. So then there was talk of maybe
She's
I'd be dancing
Castle
with...
She's got Castle
Hostica. Yeah. There was talk of, like, I'd be dancing with someone else, maybe. There was Michelle Visage.
I'd like to see you with Michelle.
Yeah,
did you know Michelle? She's a real sweetheart. I worked with her a while back, and she was so complimentary when she was talking about you. I think she really would have loved to have sort of had a bit of a dance with you as well, because Giovanni wasn't available.
Well, when
obviously,
she knew
they
that,
were a great
yeah.
partnership. But.
When she knew that Giovanni couldn't do the tour this year, because I think he's already going into rehearsals for his tour, she came to me and said, oh, would you dance the tour with me?
She's so lovely, Michelle.
Yeah, she's lovely. And I was like, yeah, of course. So then I thought, okay, then I'll be on tour with Stace, dancing with Michelle. And then I'm not sure what happened,
Eat
but
the
there's
the catering.
The catering, the best in the world,
Fancy
Eat to the Beat.
Hotel
Shout
rooms.
Out to Eat to the Beat. But then something happened schedule-wise, I think, with Michelle. I'm not quite sure what happened. And then it turned out Michelle wasn't doing the tour. So then I didn't really have a celebrity to dance with. And on the same week that I found that out...
You could have taken a couple of the male pros out. Gone around with a hockey stick. Who else would you like?
The same week that...
And give Neil another injury.
Yeah, poor old Neil.
Go on.
But like, I could have gone on the tour as sort of one of the extra dancers... But the same week that I found out that I perhaps wouldn't have a celeb, I was asked if I was interested in playing the lead in The Wedding Singer, the musical, playing Robbie Hart.
Me?
The Adam Sandler character in The Wedding Singer in London. So I felt like I had to sort of take that. And we had a little chat, didn't we? And you were like, no, you've got to go and do that.
It's so brilliant. And I'm so, so excited. I love the film. I mean, we watched the film because I watched the film years ago, obviously. And I remember thinking it was really, really great. And then we sat down the other night and watched it. And I can't wait to see you in action. All my pals text me, Kev, they've seen your poster down the Oxford Circus tube.
But now we've got this sort of bizarre situation.
Yeah.
Where me and you are both going off to work to rehearsals in the morning. But you're going to Strictly and I'm not.
Yeah. And we're both in the same parts of our scripts. So I am sort
We've got
of
act two to learn.
reasonably comfy with part one, but I need to get my head around part two. And yeah. You played out act one the other day. You're delighted with how that went.
Yeah, but we'll be like sat on the sofa with our scripts and a cup of tea.
So stoked.
Because we're so rock and roll.
Yeah, no, very, very, very excited.
We both think we've got act one down. We've got to work a bit on act two. But me for The Wedding Singer and you for Strictly.
There we are.
So we're not doing the tour for the second year running. We're not doing the tour together. But that's all right. So how's rehearsals going for the tour?
Well,
what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you.
You're always laughing at me. Shut up. You're the professional interviewer.
How's rehearsals going? Good, you know, I'm not that involved. I'm not dancing a huge amount.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I genuinely love watching the pros dance. There was that moment, do you remember when we were sort of in the competition in 2018 and Blackpool was such a highlight for me because I was sat down the front.
Yeah.
And you lot were going through the Gloria routine.
Gloria Estefan, yeah.
And I just remember looking at you all thinking, this is just magic. Like you and Johannes and Greg, you know, everyone, I loved it. And so I sat, when was I down there? Tuesday. Got back from Columbia on Monday, went into rehearsals on Tuesday and sat and watched them all go through the group number. Yeah. Di's good, Lady Di's good, they're doing a...
Ian Boswell.
Yeah, they're doing a number and she having Gratz.
Gratz is a wicked dancer, isn't
he? I love Gratz. I always say that to you, I love watching Graziano dance.
Yeah.
And him and Johannes break my heart.
Yeah.
The bromance that there really is no bromance. But yeah, they all look wicked. And then we've only run through the whole show once. So Craig's in charge. Craig and Jason, the guy who you obviously know really well, that's in charge of choreography. I was going to say choreo then. And then we went through it. But I still had my script in my hand. So, and it is hard. Yeah. You're right. When the lights are up and da-da-da, you think, God, I feel like a bit of a plonker.
It's hard to be spontaneous.
Hello, Birmingham! Yeah. There's like 18 people in the room. There's like a girl in the corner doing admin. She's sorting out the Addie Lees. I just went, oh, God. But yeah, I can't wait to get there tonight and then we'll go through it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so for anyone who hasn't been to the tour, it's basically like an episode of Strictly, isn't it? In an arena.
Yes.
Thousands of people in there and the judges come out and it's the same sort of setup with the stairs and the judges and everything and you know, Strictly music comes out and all the pros and the celebs come out into the arena and then the queen of them all, Stacey, is going to come out and go, hello, Birmingham. And then there'll be a bit of a group number and then all the couples dance. A couple of their dances.
They do two of their favourite routines.
Yeah, two of their favourite routines from the series. And from, what is it, from halftime onwards?
Yeah, once they've all performed once.
Yeah.
As per my script.
Yes.
You can vote for your favourite to 85077
there
now.
There you go. everyone in the arena can vote, do a text vote.
Yeah.
For who their favourite couple is, and basically every night on tour somebody wins the glitter ball.
Last year it was just hysterical because Joe and Lady Di just smashed us, absolutely cleaned
annihilated the tour.
Everyone fell so in love with them as a pair.
Yeah,
and I was so delighted for them because we've spoken about this a thousand times, but I really in my heart of hearts believed that Joe and Di were going to win.
Yeah,
so when they didn't win the show, I'm pleased that they
because then whoever gets the most wins, you know, night by night over the whole tour gets a glitter ball at the end of it as the tour winners. And it's a pretty prestigious thing.
I don't know who's going to win the tour.
Yeah, because sometimes it works out that like the winner just is really popular and the reigning champion sort of cleans up. But sometimes, like, because the way the British public is, they like an underdog. They're like, right, that one's won now. We want to see someone else get a chance at lifting the glitter ball and someone else sort of storms through and cleans up, like Joe Sugg last year.
If we had to put a bet on, who would we put on, let's go through
what celebrities we've got on the tour.
There's seven in total.
So we've got the champion, Kelvin Fletcher.
Yes.
But he's dancing, OT can't do it because she's doing Greatest Dancer.
He's with Jeanette.
So he's dancing with Jeanette on tour. So we've got Kelvin and Jeanette.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Kelvin's so likeable. I think he'll do really well. We've got Kelvin and Jeanette.
You were a fan of him on the series, weren't you?
Yeah, I loved him. Do you remember? I loved him from the start.
Yeah.
I remember, I can't remember where I was. I was at work, you were at work, you were at Strictly. And it was when Kelvin had danced the samba.
Mm.
And we were on the phone. Hey, yeah. How's your day? Blah, blah, blah. And you said, stay, I've got to wait till you see Kelvin dance.
Yeah, I remember calling you. Yeah.
Yeah. And me being like, oh, really? Is he at the part? And you being like, oh, he's just so impressive.
He's like, he came in. No,
you
one
were
knew-
saying about isolation.
Yeah, the isolation between like the rib cage and the hips, the way you could do it, which is a difficult thing to teach anyone how to do.
And the music to that samba is just, I really love it when it comes on in rehearsals.
Yeah. Because he obviously came in as a last minute replacement, didn't he?
I know how much.
For Jamie Lang. And
no one knew
what to expect. And I was in the studio when he did his first rehearsal of it, in the studio. I think Oti's got a video of like, because I was stood when the... They always get someone to record like their practice run in the studio off the screen, and I was like next to the screen. And at the end of their dance, I'm basically stood up going, "What the hell?" Like just going nuts about the dance. And I think Oti's got that video. And I remember, then I called you and I was like, "You have to watch Kelvin on this first week. He's brilliant."
I was a fan of Kelvin from early. Also,
did you think he was
well documented?
Win?
I did, didn't I? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I thought Kelvin was going to win. But then I felt like Anton and Emma were going to perhaps do it.
Yeah.
Because Anton's been on it for 150 years and he's so loved, but never quite got there. So I thought perhaps this is his year. And Emma's such a sweetheart.
She's lovely.
Because remember,
isn't she?
I met Emma when I was presenting the One Show and we were announcing some of the celebs.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was announcing Emma.
David James.
Oh, Chris.
And Chris.
I loved Chris as well, didn't I?
Yeah, he's wicked.
My mum was so, so, so thrilled when she met Chris. Remember in the tent? She said, can you introduce me to Michelle and Chris? Anyway. Yes. And then I thought it would be them. But then I was there on the final. Me and Joe Sugg went to watch you and Lady Di. And watched you up on the balcony, the pair of you. I haven't danced in either of you, but we were there anyway to support you. And after Kelvin's show dance, I knew he'd win.
Yeah, he smashed it in that show dance.
Obviously, I've got a soft spot for Amy, so I'd love to have seen Amy sort of hold that clip ball as well. But I won't ask because I think they're all so lovely.
Yeah.
So I think it was a particularly nice crowd
this year. And so that's Kelvin. We've got...
Just putting the kettle on.
So we've got Emma... Emma Barton is on the
show. She's dancing with Grats.
But she's not dancing with her partner either.
No.
She's dancing
Where's
with Graziano.
Anton? Where is Anton? Why can't he do
Anton
it?
Anton never does the tour.
No?
Well, not since I've been doing it. I don't know, maybe he's done it before, but since I've been on Strictly, which is
He's dry cleaning all his cashmere that he's been training in.
Yeah.
Since September.
he never does the tour. He's turned up as a judge once.
Hmm.
1 year.
I'm pleased that Grats gets the chance to dance with Emma, though.
Yeah,
because
Grats
didn't have a partner this year. And I've said this to you before, I love watching him dance. You, Johannes and Grats in Burn the Floor last year was just
a
great trio. So I think Grats is really enjoying
it. Yeah, he's a wicked dancer and he really deserves like to be seen dancing with a celeb, I think, for our good ears.
Kelvin.
He's such a sweetheart as well, Graziano.
That's what I think people don't realise about Graziano. I think people assume that he's this
slightly cocky, kind of
arrogant, beautiful Italian.
Yeah.
But that couldn't be further from the truth.
No.
He's probably one of the most thoughtful.
Yeah, he's like probably the sweetest guy there, isn't he? Yeah, I know. And he's just a wicked dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be dancing with Emma Barton.
We've got
so
Kelvin
be
and Jeanette, Grats Emma and Emma, Grats. Johannes, my one true love, and Catherine.
Johannes and Catherine.
Catherine's lovely.
Yeah.
I didn't know her before Strictly.
No, she's really sweet. And you love Johannes, don't you?
Well, yeah, everyone knows my thoughts of Johannes. Yeah. Do you know what? I think it was just like a breath of fresh air watching him perform this series for me. And I mean, it was a tiny minority, but I know some people didn't quite get the whole same-sex routine. But for me, it felt very necessary. And I think, you know, that's why Johannes is so fond of grass, because he says you cannot underestimate what it means to me to be able to perform as my true self on a show that's been established for a very long time where traditionally a male dances with a female. So I was very proud. I was so proud of Johannes this year. And I said last year when he didn't even have a partner, I said, you're going to get, you're going to have a moment. Do you remember I always said that? There's something about him. It's hilarious as well.
Another wicked dancer.
He turned up, we need to find a picture. He turned up the rap party. We were going to New York the next day, so we didn't stay for long. But the rap party, the final, do you remember he turned up in the sequin two-piece? The sequin two-piece, the hat and the heels.
He's always got some bloody
outfit. Live your best life, Johannes. Tell them. Johannes is with Catherine.
I feel like they perhaps went out too soon, Johannes and Catherine.
Yeah, you and the entire nation.
They went out like, what, week sort of five-ish
or something. But don't forget my obsession with Mike.
Yes.
Magic Mike.
There's also Mike. Mike Bushell.
Mike.
Magic Mike Bushell.
I'll tell you something about
Catcher.
Mike, when I was with them, watching them go through the numbers on Tuesday, Mike was in the corner. Everyone else is sitting down having a cup of tea on their phones, whatever. Mike was in the corner trying his absolute hardest and his absolute best. You know, going through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that he just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And Katia's going, elbow! Yeah. He's
got it. Okay. And he just takes it.
Okay, Katia.
And he never stops practicing, does he? Like, even now, like for the tour, he's just going through it. He wants to do his best. That's why my heart broke for Mike a little bit. You know, when because he did really well.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
No one expected him to, but he did really.
I did. I knew. I thought he would do well.
Yeah.
Because I've known Mike. I do BBC Breakfast, CW, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I was there, funnily enough, I was there up in Manchester doing breakfast for something else when he was announced.
Yeah.
Is this still on? Oh, yeah. Will I make you a tea?
Okay.
So I was there, and obviously at the time, I was still, all right, give it up. So I was still the, we were still the winners, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think it was Naga and, I can't remember who else was presenting. You want honey?
Yes, please.
Anyway, they were saying, stage, you know, you've got any words of wisdom for Mike? And I just said, you know, just enjoy it. I said, don't take it. I think where people get it wrong is where they take it too seriously and start to believe that they are competing in the world championships.
Yes.
I said, just try, you know, try your best, put the hours in and don't take it for granted. Of course, it's a privilege to be on the show, but geez, man, like, just keep it in perspective.
Mm.
And that's what I think he did.
He was brilliant, and he really went for it. And I think
his wife and his girls are lovely. They're just a really lovely family.
Yeah, I think when someone sort of doesn't come in as like a natural dancer or isn't necessarily brilliant, or maybe they look a bit funny, you know, like in some of the numbers. Just honey, no milk, please. Thank you.
I know why Kev's asking for honey in his tea, because he's got singing tomorrow.
Because I've got to sing a lot in The Wedding Singer, a lot, more than I've ever sung before. So I have to really, really look after my voice.
Go on, babe, what?
With Mike, like, say if like a couple of numbers, you know, people might find them a bit funny or whatever. People mistake that for you're not taking it seriously.
Right.
And no one was taking it more seriously than Mike. Like, he practiced more than, like, when I was at Elstree, he never stopped practicing. When everyone else is having dinner or a cup of tea, when everyone else is just, you know, pottering around waiting for their call time, Mike
because
was still in
the
corner practicing.
He got a bit of stick, did he?
Yeah, well, people started saying, oh, it's pathetic that you're still in, like, resign. Like, you should retire from the competition and let people who are better than you.
Also, it's an entertainment show. This
exactly. The point of the show is not who is the best dancer. It's about people who, you know, it's
learn
about people having a go at
evolve
it.
Evolve and, yeah.
Yeah. And
improve.
I remember this happened to Jeremy Vine when Jeremy Vine started getting through a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
People
started
having a massive go saying you should take yourself out of the competition for people who are better than you. And he did a really good YouTube video that he was like, he said, if everyone starts shouting at me saying someone else is better than you, you
also,
should...
Also, how on
should...
earth are you meant to grow if yeah, you well, just throw the towel thing. In He's, when you realise you're rubbish?
He said in his YouTube video, what message does
I mean,
that
clearly
send?
Clearly I was better than Ashley, so I wasn't in the same position. But
he said, what message was that? Would that send to my kids?
Yeah.
If just because someone else has a go at me and says, you can't do it,
yeah,
you shouldn't
totally
be doing it,
that, yeah,
I,
right.
that I then... retire from the competition and stop trying, basically, and stop working hard. He's like, I'm going to keep working hard until I'm not in the competition anymore. And like, and it was the same with Mike, and I really felt for him when everyone started getting on top of him, because he's lovely as well. Mm. And then he really tried his best, but he's going to be good value on the tour,
yeah.
I would have thought.
I hope so.
So we forgot the other finalists. We've got Kareem and Amy.
Oh, Kareem.
On the tour.
Amy,
one of the sweetest
one
girls
of my faves,
you could ever
isn't
meet.
She?
Yeah.
You oh, love I her, don't know. You? I don't know about that, Stace. I sat down with her the other day. She was telling me she's done so well this year. I'm so made up for her.
Yeah.
I think her and Corinne was a great partnership.
Yeah, I'm really pleased for her because, I think she's one of the sort of more unassuming girls in the cast. Like, she's not one of the sort of loud ones. Mm. She just gets on with it, works hard, she's nice to everybody, turns up on time.
I don't think, yeah.
Does her job. And like the first year, it was her and Brian Connolly, her first year on the show.
Oh, I like
And they
him.
Were a great little partnership, yeah. You know, that I think they made like sort of week 5 or 6, something like that. But she did really well with him. And then I think the following year was slightly difficult for her. And you know, a few people felt quite sorry for her. And then this year she was given this opportunity with Kareem, who is obviously a brilliant dancer. Mm-hmm. But I think people think that if you get like a brilliant dancer that it's just easy. But actually there's a lot of pressure.
Perhaps it's harder, yeah, because there's more pressure to deliver.
You've got to deliver. If you're given someone who's a bit of a trained dancer like Kareem was, you have to deliver. And she really did. I was really proud of her.
I remember you saying to me, it's like... a car.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Did I? What pearl of wisdom did I put out there? Was it good? Say, if it was really good, then say it. Don't make me look stupid.
I think you'd borrowed it. You'd borrowed it off Jason. But essentially, the
like most things.
The idea was, you know, if you're given a Porsche,
yeah,
or if you're given an Aston Martin,
yeah,
don't just go round the block with it. No,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
take
yeah,
it to
yeah,
the offie.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
you've
take
got,
it to
you've
the
You've got
shops.
This supercar in your hands, and
yeah.
all you're doing is driving it to the shops.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to properly drive it and make it look good.
You've got to take it to the race course.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what Amy had to do with Kareem.
Which she did very well.
And the pair of them were brilliant. Like, Kareem is an awesome dancer. Like, he's wicked. I think Bruno even said on one of the comments.
I think he said it's the best drive I've ever seen or something.
Yeah, but then he also said that...
aside from the minions, really.
I think he said, like, half the pro boys would be happy with that performance.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
oh,
dancing
wow.
like that. Like, it's good. And the pro boys were like, yeah, fair play.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
So we've
you're absolutely right.
Kelvin and Jeanette.
Emma and Gratz. Mike and Katia.
Catherine and Johannes.
Kareem
and Amy. Saffron and AJ.
Yeah, they made week...
10.
About 10, yeah. Yeah, they did really well.
Saffron, ballroom was her thing, right?
Yeah, she was much more comfortable in the ballroom. There was, I don't know if they're doing it on tour or not, but they did a waltz in the series.
I couldn't possibly say.
You're not allowed to tell, are you? Oh, God. Shannon even told me what dances are going on. But
it's just a beautiful ballroom dancer.
I remember watching their waltz and going, that's one of the best quality dances. Like, at the time, I was like, that's the best dance I've seen so far this series.
It felt really calm, didn't it?
Yeah.
A beautiful waltz should feel calm.
Mm. Yeah, so AJ and they'll obviously have loads of fans, AJ and Saffron. You did a good waltz.
Sunday.
You were very good at waltz.
The hair, I felt like the hair was a bit old-fashioned, didn't I?
You weren't so keen on the hair.
I'm
or
sure
the bit
everyone...
where you had to pretend to throw a stone into the water at the beginning.
God,
and we had a little
it was meant to ripple
projection.
On the floor. Oh, Lord.
But I remember after our waltz on week 8, my sister, you know, world champion ballroom dancer that she has, called me and went, Stacey looked like a professional ballroom dancer tonight.
I like watching Joe on YouTube. Dead on.
I like watching her on YouTube. Sure.
I like watching Joe on YouTube, don't I?
Yeah.
Phenomenal boring dancer.
Is that all of them? Who
no,
we missed?
No, I've got seven. Let me think. Let me go through it.
Go through your script.
I'll go through my script. Hello, Birmingham. Should we get your Strictly Stars out?
Don't need to go and see it now.
I can't hear you. Can we get your Strictly Stars out? Hey. Up first, it's Karim and Amy.
We've forgotten, haven't we?
Wait. Karim and Amy. Alex and Neil.
How can we forget Alex and Neil?
How could you forget Alex?
Alex is 10% my partner.
Oh, Neil.
I know. Neil's one of my best mates on the show.
Break my heart.
I've known Neil for years.
You know, we were just in Colombia together last week, but we didn't see each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was on his holidays. I was at work traipsing through cocaine fields. but yes, they look brilliant together. Alex is, I've got a lot of time for Alex. I think she's really, do you know what's lovely about Alex? Is I sort of, when I was watching her perform, I think I understood how she was feeling some of the time, because I think there were moments where she felt, you know, I'm really going for it, I'm trying, but I'm not quite delivering, or I'm not quite getting there, or I'm not getting the feedback that I would like to hear, X, Y, Z. And then my fave of hers was the Paso, right? The Beyonce number. Paso, and I could see her just thriving and really
herself.
Thinking, here we go. Alex. Mm. She's working today, actually. I think she's doing the football. She's on the telly today.
All right.
So she told me to tell her, this is really interesting for your listeners. but I must let her know what train I'm on. Are you telling me off? Because I was
No, I'm saying you don't cover your microphone.
No, sorry, go on, babe. Yeah, go on. Alex and Neil.
Yeah. Do you know what I liked about Alex was that a bit like you, she had that like...
Well, she's gotten into the unknown. This isn't her scene at all.
Yeah.
It's not her world.
But also, when sort of things happen around...
Can I go for a wee? I haven't got... no, go on. I'll wait.
We're nearly done.
God,
we're nearly
sorry.
Done. like, strictly, when you get into that sort of... I don't know, strictly like bubble.
Yeah.
Like where everything, it just sort of, it takes over, doesn't it? It takes over your whole world.
Yeah.
And all you can think, because you're training all week, you're in the studio all hours of the day until the evening. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up the next day, do the same, and that all week. Then you're in Elstree, you'll do It Takes Two. All you see is Strictly.
Yeah.
And then little things become massive panics or anxiety or drama or, you know, whatever.
Well, suddenly a heel lead is... the most important thing in the world.
Mm.
You didn't know what heel lead was 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But now if you don't execute it perfectly, everything is going to come to an end.
But then, like, you had... What week was it? Week 7, when we did the New York number, you got injured.
Oh, yeah, I smashed all my ribs.
Smashed your ribs into tiny fragments. But you had to go to hospital. We didn't start even training until the Wednesday.
Yeah.
We missed 2 days, and it was like, oh my God, is she going to be able to even carry on in the competition?
Yeah,
is she going to
yeah.
have to pull out? And obviously the cameras were going to follow that story, and we're going to, you know, what's the matter with Stacey? Is she going to be able to compete this weekend? You know, what's going on? You know, because it's a story. But then you came up with, like, we did the dance and you went up to Claudia's area, and obviously she's going to
I was on a lot of painkillers. Remember, I was all wrapped up under the shirt.
And then...
can I have another codeine?
And they went... you've been so injured. You know, how did you manage to get through it? Da, 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 da.
And I miss it. Let's do it again, Kev.
But it'd be quite easy at that point to really play in it and go, yeah, I'm just really struggling this week and my ribs are hurting and like I'm finding it difficult to, because one, you're in the middle of this drama in your head of all this happening. And two, you'd sort of want people to know, because you want people to know how hard you're working at it, because you're hoping that they're going to vote for you.
Mm.
So you'd forgive people for going, yeah, it's been really tough for me, da 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 da, woe is me. But then you just went, oh, boring. Remember, you said to Claudia, you're like, anyway,
no
boring.
One cares,
we've done it. No one cares about my injury. We've done the dance. Your mindset is so, and your work ethic is so, like, crack on with it. And Alex was the same, because obviously Neil got injured.
Yes.
She had to suddenly dance with someone she's never danced with before. And me and Neil dance differently. We approach things differently.
Was I in Spain? Korea?
I can't remember. You were away doing a dot. I was on location
and you rang me and said, stay. And I'd text you because I knew it was a Saturday and I said, I'll have a good show. But you and Annika were out at this point.
Yeah.
And you texted me back saying, oh, you know, I'm dancing tonight. And I said, what do you mean? Because I thought, how is Annika?
I know, I couldn't understand.
And I keep saying right, because remember I kept hearing everyone say it in New York and now I think I'm American.
Right.
Pathetic. Stace, I'm dancing tonight. How? And you said Neil's done his leg in. I've got 45 minutes to learn the routine.
Yeah. I've got to learn this routine and go on and do Ghostbusters.
But she didn't let that faze her at all.
She got me through it.
I think lots of people then started to really rate and respect Alex.
Yeah.
Because you're right, it would be so easy, you know, oh, poor me.
Well, it's
you
me,
know,
yeah.
I didn't know what I was
the...
doing.
Yeah,
I was all out of sort.
Yeah.
And as one of the contestants,
yeah.
You feel you're heavily relying on your pro, right? They become your wingman.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to put myself in her position.
Like if I got
injured. Say you'd have done your arming or whatever.
If I got injured and you had to
I had to suddenly dance with Neil,
who
I love and rate and adore. But oh my God, you know, it's not Kev.
Yeah.
And we've been going through this all week and I don't know
what
we're going to do.
We've got our sort of system in place.
Yeah, even a look or a glance or the way you would push me into, you know, a sort of a firm hand on the back or you know that means go right or...
Yeah. Yeah, but she never moaned about it. That's the thing of what I'm saying. It's like she never once complained about it.
I think she just has always worked hard outside of Strictly as well. And I think, you know, she understands that it is an entertainment show.
Mm.
And I think she just wanted to make the most of the opportunity that she'd been given. And I think, the country really took to her.
And she basically got me through that Ghostbusters routine, like talking to me
the
whole way through the dance.
Or
I messed the whole thing up. Made a mistake. I completely messed it up halfway through. And then she got me back on track. She was like saying things under her breath. There, girl, come here.
I was so proud.
Like down on the floor, you know, whatever, and guiding me through it. And she did so well. Like that must have been so tough for her. And then I had to dance with her the next week. And of course, like they were all asking her, you know, oh, this must be so difficult for you, having to dance with, you know, another person and, you know, how are you even managing, how are you even coping? And she had the same reaction you had. She was like, I'm not going to complain about this.
Right, I'm on Strictly.
Will had got injured, like the week or two before,
Will
who danced with Jeanette.
Yeah.
And he had to pull
you
out because
Will,
of him.
Didn't
it was amazing.
Really
I got on so
him.
Well with him. Yeah, we all did.
Go on. Sorry,
but Will... Will got injured and had to pull out of the competition and couldn't do Strictly anymore. And Alex's attitude to it was basically...
Well, at least I'm here.
Yeah. She was going, one, there's loads of shit happens in the world that is far worse than this situation.
Yeah, of course.
And two, like, poor old Will had to pull out because he hurt himself last week and he doesn't get to carry on. We're all enjoying ourselves and he doesn't get to do it. Like, this week, I get to carry on doing Strictly Come Dancing, which I'm loving doing, and I get to have lessons with two of the Strictly pros.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to sit here and complain.
That's
like,
the right approach, isn't
which
it?
Is, yeah, I've had so much respect for
her. The series was full of injuries. Like, Neil did himself in, Will, Jamie.
Yeah.
I liked Jamie.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame for him, wasn't it? I wonder if we'll do it next year.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so they're dancing as well, Neil and Alex.
Yes, and I can't wait. It's going to be brilliant. And, you know... For me as well, it's like such a joy to start the year with Strictly. You know, I've been working like a lunatic, actually. And then we had 2 weeks off over Christmas, the pair of us, had a very nice time. And so to ease back in.
Yeah. And do you approach it any differently to, like, how you would your documentaries?
Yeah.
Because you're not really... Like, you are a presenter when you're doing documentaries, but it's... It's a different thing,
isn't it? It's different,
isn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't say... I'm not a straight presenter. Kev's been really poorly.
Mm, so have you.
I have.
I got it off you.
That's right. He's <age. laughs> lying there, I'm lazy. No, I'm not a straight presenter. I mean, I present a bit, but...
Like you've done the one show and things like that.
Yeah,
and
but it's
Glow
certainly
up,
not
and...
where I sit really comfy. You know, the documentary making is where I feel really I can hold my own. But it's a completely different feel. The tone is, they're very, very different spaces. But I love everything about Strictly. I love how celebratory it feels, and it's just so uplifting.
Mm.
I don't think it's trivial at all. I think it's quite the opposite. I think I see everyone in the crowds and I think, oh, I'm so happy to be here and be a part of this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to treat it like a big, 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 big do. Like everyone's coming around my house. And I'm in charge
bonanza.
Of entertainment.
Stacey's Strictly Bonanza.
Come in, take your shoes off, use a coaster.
All right, well, perhaps that's a good place to leave it then.
Everyone
round to your local arena for Stacey's Strictly Bonanza.
Apparently the tickets have sold really well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's Strictly and it's Stacey Dooley.
I don't know. But they've sold more this year than they did with us last year, but you weren't in it.
No, I wasn't in it.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be ace. And you're going to come watch us.
I'm going to come watch every chance I get. But right now I'm in rehearsals till end of the month, and then we open in the Wedding Singer.
You do. I cannot wait to see you. I'm so proud. Ooh. Robbie Hart. I can't wait to see the suits. I'm quite excited about the outfits.
Hang on a minute.
What?
You haven't told us about your outfits.
Oh, Kev!
This was the main event of the podcast.
Kev said
Stacey's
to me, let me tell you this. So we're pottering about the flat. Went for breakfast this morning in Dishoom. Had a naan roll. He said, will we do a podcast later? I said, I've got to pack and get myself sorted. He said, we can do it whilst you're packing. I haven't packed a thing.
All we've done is drink tea in this
podcast.
Yeah.
And you said you can talk about your outfits. You've lured me in.
So?
Anyway, they'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, you're going to leave it as a big surprise?
Yeah, let's leave it hanging. I'm sure the entire nation's in suspense.
Well, I can tell you, I've had a sneak preview of these outfits.
You have. Kev's slowly learning how to take an acceptable Insta-worthy snap.
The amount of photos I've taken of Stacey trying things on.
Yeah. You like the gold dress, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's your fave.
Have a look at Stacey's Instagram for a little bit of a sneak preview of some of the outfits that she's been trying on.
The black dress is too tight, and I've eaten too much. Can't get it up, can I?
We've got it up at the back, yeah.
We do, but I can't breathe in it.
Yeah.
Like Downton Abbey, it's so tight.
Hmm.
Collapse on the stage.
But you look sensational. It's all about aesthetics, right?
You look a 10, but you can't breathe, you can't talk. I can't imagine that being an issue when you're trying to hold an audience for a couple of hours. Anyway. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
I'll perhaps I'll see you again
soon. Loving your podcast.
Thank you.
No, but I am loving your podcast.
Oh, cheers.
I really like the one.
Have you listened to it?
You know I listen to it. Kevin's really put out if I don't listen to all of them immediately.
Yeah.
But I do listen to them.
Okay.
I like the one with Kevin.
Kev Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the one with Judy and Keith.
Oh, God.
I'm a massive fan of Judy.
Yeah. Well, go and if you haven't got your tickets already, which I'm sure you have, but if you haven't got your tickets already, go and see the Strictly Tour with Stacey Dooley, MBE, as the host. And Stace, perhaps I'll see you again sometime.
Well.
Stay in touch, yeah?
Yeah, no, good luck and all that.
All right, yeah.
See ya.
Enjoy.
Ah.
Bye.
Ah.